start off by actually saying happy Pride, which seems weird. It's supposed to be a mournful day, but it is the 12th day of Pride.
16-year-old Liana Hubbard holds a megaphone to her face outside U.S. Representative Tom Rooney's office. This isn't the first time she's rallied on the steps of the Old County Courthouse, and it probably won't be the last. But this one feels a bit different.
This is actually my first Pride out, but I actually didn't go to any parades or any celebrations. This is my first Pride event.
The event Hubbard is referring to is the die-in she's organized in remembrance of the 49 people who were killed in a gay nightclub 2 years ago. She remembers when she first heard the news.
I was 14 years old. I wasn't very interested in anything outside of my own life. I was a pretty selfish 14-year-old, but Pulse actually kind of hit me different than other shootings did.
Hubbard says growing up in the post-9/11 generation has numbed her to violence and mass shootings since they happen so frequently in this country. But the proximity of Pulse, less than 200 miles away, meant she saw the impacts on the community directly this time. But Hubbard is admittedly just a kid. She says so loudly when she calls for specifically an adult and one who knows how to use a lighter at the start of the die-in. The couple dozen adults in the crowd all laugh as she protests that the 49 candles need to be lit for the victims. But she's just a kid. The adults like Jane Hunter, who have rallied behind Hubbard's advocacy efforts in recent months, would argue Hubbard's hardly just a kid. In fact, none of her generation is.
When I was in school, our fear was that we would have a nuclear bomb dropped on us, and we used to get under our desks, and we used to have posters in every classroom talking about the flash of light and the big wind and so forth. But this is a lot more horrific.
As the group lies in mock death on the courthouse steps, Hubbard reminds them of the realities shooting victims may realize in their last moments. In an hour, she begins.
The news will reach your family. In 7 hours, your politicians will post their thoughts and prayers. In a week, they will vote down a bill that could have saved your life. In 2 weeks...
Eventually, Hubbard says, the public remembers the name of mass shooters before it remembers the name of their victims. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Punta Gorda.